Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 13.
Thank you so much for watching and listening to Table Talk. We have been talking about the last several episodes about the battlefield of the mind. And boy, it is a battlefield. The carnal mind, the empty mind, the ungodly mind that wants to come in and disrupt that spiritual self. Of course, you're washed by the blood of the Lamb. But we have to renew our mind day by day, all the time. And so, you know what's funny is that, of course, I've been around church all my life, coming under the tutelage of Dr. Lester Summerall. We were born in a hospital, but the rest of our time was underneath a pew. And so we were there a lot. But from that time till this, I'm amazed how many people leave their Bibles at church. And at some point, you have stacks of Bibles. One Bible, two, and three. And people that regularly come to church, they just forget their Bibles. They walk out. They leave them right there. And, of course, I only have one thought. Now, what are they doing the rest of the week? What happens between Monday and Saturday? Don't they ever read that Bible? And, of course, you know, some of them being spiritual giants say, oh, no, I got plenty of Bibles at home. I read those. Well, why did you leave this one, the one that you brought to church, the one that you love to underline and make notes in? Better take that one. And so that Word of God, it will, if we take a daily dose, it'll cure you. And also amazed at people that go to doctors. We will sit in a waiting room in the doctor until he's ready to see us. And as you very well know, sometimes doctors get backed up. Or the nurses double and triple book a time. Or maybe an operation or a visit takes a little bit longer than expected. And so what do? You sit there. You grumble. You might look at some of the magazines that are there in the doctor's office. You might actually get out your cell phone and listen to a podcast or look at something, check the news, Facebook, I mean, whatever you're going to do. But then, all of a sudden, the doctor comes out and says, all right, your turn. And said, I'm sorry that I was so late. Come on back. And you say, oh, no problem, doctor. Thanks for seeing me. When you might have been there just a little bit too long. It's amazing how we will spend that kind of time, money, and effort to see a doctor that can bring help to you, relief to you. But how little time we'll spend in the Word of God and just do it occasionally, or when the words are on a screen in church, or when we're reminded about it in the Bible, or our favorite TV preacher, whatever, but not do it enough. If a doctor gave you a prescription and said, now take one of these every single day and don't miss, and even when you're feeling better, you take every single one of these pills until the bottle is empty. Well, guess what you're going to do? You're going to follow the instructions. You're going to take religiously every single pill. And even though when you're feeling better, if you follow the instructions, you take every single pill until the bottle is empty. Why can't we do that with the Word of God? Say, Word of God, daily. And not just daily, sometimes twice a day. And then when you read a scripture, meditate, pause, think, take a moment to digest what you have just read, and let that Word of God speak to your spirit, speak to your mind, speak to your body, because it is a seed of the Word of God planted inside of you that will bring up fruit if we water it, pluck out the weeds, let the sun shine in, and then give it opportunity to grow. I'm going to share with you a word from 1 John chapter 2. It says very plainly, love not the world. A lot of people love the world, the things of the world, the things that tickle our flesh, tickle our fancy, give us a moment of humor, not joy, but humor. And love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father, capital F, is not in him. There's a dividing line. And more, day and day, in this generation, those that know God got to discern the difference between what's the world and what's God. It shouldn't be that hard. And it says, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. For man, if he loves the world, he can't have the love of God in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. When you go through our educational system, when you go through the ranks of college, after college, you get into that first job. And sometimes on business reports, on television, on radio, and podcast, you're watching and listening, you're absorbing accumulation, rising to the top, being your best, having it all, living to the fullest. And here the Bible tells us that what is the world? It is the lust, the desires of your flesh, pleasing that flesh of yours. And then the lust of the eyes, enjoying everything it wants to see without the filter of your spirit. And then the pride of life. Oh man, I'm the greatest, I'm the best, nobody greater than me. And you could say, well, including Jesus too, nothing greater than me, including our Lord. I'm wonderful. I'm Mr. Wonderful. I know you're not. Just ask your friends around you that'll be honest with you. Said, am I Mr. Wonderful? And they'll say, we don't think so. We know who you are. Well, God knows who you are. And so the word says that you got to look out for that pride of life. It is not of the Heavenly Father. It is of this world. And the next verse, which is verse 17, says, you know what? This world is going to pass away. Oh, man. All that we try to accumulate, all of that stepping on people, stepping around them to pass them up the success ladder. And here the word of God, with a pen, puts a hole in the balloon. And all of your efforts, all of your flesh, all of your earthly desires goes out the window with like a puff of air. All gone. Which says what? The world, it will pass away. Boom! You know, sometimes age is a funny thing. And when you have a lot of years left, you think, man, I'm going to be physically strong and mindful and not forgetting. I'm going to be great until a ripe old age. Well, a ripe old age, for some people, it's only about 40. And other people, 55. Some others, maybe 80. Some, maybe all the way to the 90s plus. But the deal is this. Whatever our time on earth is, it's going to be gone. So all of your efforts have been driven by something that is going to pass. Should we then spend more time on things eternal? And that is the word of God. Jesus in his prayer said, Heavenly Father, thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We're going to be more heavenly minded with his kingdom. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. This has been Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.